Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. The Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is a suspension bridge spanning the East River from Brooklyn to Manhattan in New York City. A brilliant feat of 19th century engineering, the Brooklyn Bridge was the first bridge to use steel for cable wire, and during its construction, explosives were used inside a pneumatic caisson for the first time. The Brooklyn Bridge has a main span of 1,596 feet and a height of 276 feet above mean high water. It is one of the oldest roadways in the United States and was the world's first steel wire suspension bridge, as well as the first fixed crossing across the East River. The Brooklyn Bridge started construction in 1869. Just 4 years after the end of the Civil War, and was completed 14 years later in 1883. It was originally called the New York and Brooklyn Bridge and the East River Bridge. Bridge passageways. The bridge was built with numerous passageways and compartments in its anchorages. New York City rented out the large vaults under the bridge's Manhattan anchorage in order to fund the bridge. Opened in 1876, the vaults were used to store wine, as they were always at 60 degrees Fahrenheit. This was called the Blue Grotto because of a shrine to the Virgin Mary next to an opening at the entrance. Bridge reconfigurations. Over the years, the Brooklyn Bridge has undergone several reconfigurations. It formerly carried horse-drawn vehicles and elevated railroad lines, but now carries vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle traffic. Commercial vehicles are banned from the bridge. Since opening, the Brooklyn Bridge has become an icon of New York City, ranking among the city's most popular tourist attractions. It was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1964, and a National Historic Civil Engineering Landmark in 1972. Although the Brooklyn Bridge is technically a suspension bridge, it uses a hybrid cable-stayed suspension bridge design. The towers are built of limestone, granite, and Rosendale cement. John Augustus Roebling and his son, Washington. The bridge was conceived by a German immigrant, John Augustus Roebling, in 1852, who spent part of the next 15 years working to sell the idea. He had previously designed and constructed shorter suspension bridges, such as Roebling's Delaware Aqueduct in Pennsylvania and the John A. Roebling Suspension Bridge between Cincinnati, Ohio and Covington, Kentucky. The masterwork of Roebling, the Brooklyn Bridge, was built in the face of immense difficulties. Roebling died as a result of an accident at the outset, and his son, Washington Roebling, after taking over as chief engineer, suffered a crippling attack of decompression sickness, Caisson's disease, during the founding of the New York Pier. Confined to his apartment in Columbia Heights, Brooklyn, he continued to direct operations with the help of his wife, Emily Warren Roebling, observing with field glasses and sending messages to the site with her assistance. Massive towers. The bridge's two towers were built by floating two caissons, giant upside-down boxes made of southern yellow pine, in the span of the East River, and then beginning to build the stone towers on top of them until they sank to the bottom of the river. Compressed air was pumped into the caissons, and workers entered the space to dig the sediment until the caissons sank to the bedrock. Once the caissons had reached the desired depth, they were filled with brick piers and concrete. The whole weight of the bridge still rests upon these constructions. When completed, the towers were the largest structures in New York City. Bridge opening. The New York and Brooklyn Bridge was opened for use on May 24, 1883. Thousands of people attended the opening ceremony, and many ships were present in the East River for the occasion. President Chester A. Arthur and Mayor Franklin Edson crossed the bridge to celebratory cannon fire and were greeted by Brooklyn Mayor Seth Lowe when they reached the Brooklyn Side Tower. Arthur shook hands with Washington Roebling at the latter's home after the ceremony. On that first day, a total of 1,800 vehicles and 150,000 people crossed what was then the only land passage between Manhattan and Brooklyn. Emily Roebling was the first to cross the bridge. The bridge cost $15.5 million in $1883, or $388 million in today's dollars. 27 men died during its construction. Naming the Brooklyn Bridge. In 1915, the city government officially named the structure the Brooklyn Bridge, a name first mentioned in print in a January 1867 letter to the editor of the Brooklyn Daily Eagle. The construction of the Brooklyn Bridge is detailed in The Great Bridge, 1972, the book by David McCullough, and in Brooklyn Bridge, 1981, the first PBS documentary film by Ken Burns. Burns drew heavily on McCullough's book for the film and used him as narrator. It is also described in Seven Wonders of the Industrial World, a BBC docudrama series with an accompanying book, as well as the book Chief Engineer, Washington Roebling, the Man Who Built the Brooklyn Bridge. Today, more than 120,000 vehicles, 4,000 pedestrians, and 3,100 cyclists cross the bridge each day. References to selling the Brooklyn Bridge abound in American culture, sometimes as examples of rural gullibility, but more often in connection with an idea that strains the imagination. For example, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.